Before you hear the rest of the lecture, you have some time to look at questions 36 to 40. Now, listen and answer questions 36 to 40.
In a similar line, as you see someone severely overweight, it's easy to point to them and say, "He's been lazy," or "She should have more exercise." Why did they not change their diet? But before criticizing them so harshly, think in terms of heritability of weight. How heritable do you think weight is? Professor Robert Plowman, who was a leading figure in behavioural genetics, surveyed 5,000 adults in the UK and asked them to guess the percentage. Taking the average of their responses, their rating was 40%. So, on average, they thought weight was 40% heritable. The actual result of genetic research? 70%. 70% of your weight can be explained by your inherited DNA sequence, over which you obviously have no control whatsoever. You may think, there is no way that can be the case. Environmental factors, such as what you eat or whether you spend your leisure time at the gym or in front of a TV set, surely matters, yes? In other words, it can't be all due to nature. A lot of your weight must be attributed to nurture too. That's what you would say if all you've heard of was nature versus nurture. 30 years ago, even those working in the field of psychology believed in the idea. But today, what is widely accepted is the nature of nurture. Put short, the idea is that we make choices that are correlated with our genetic propensities without realizing it. So if you decide to eat 100 grams of crisps, it'll surely make you fatter than 100 grams of tofu. It was your decision to go for the unhealthier option, of course, but that doesn't mean your inherited DNA sequence played no part in it. On top of that, when, say, two individuals consume an equal amount of the same food, 100 grams of crisps, for instance, that would not have the same impact on them. This is because we all digest food differently and thus respond differently as well. Some people get fat very quickly. Some are influenced less by what they eat. And the reason why we respond differently must be obvious to you by now. It's because of our genetic structure, over which we, again, have got no control. So given all that, don't you think it's unfair to quickly conclude the obese are obese because of their poor dietary choice?
That is the end of part 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.